Oh, greetings, friends. This morning's talk, today's talk is on from a poem in the Theragatha, similar to last week's poem that was from the Theragatha, from the section of the Khudaka Nikaya that preserves these poems of that was an Arahant monk. And today is a poem from an Arahant, an awakened nun, from the Theragatha. There's 73 such poems, and for the near future, many of my Wednesday talks, I think, are going to be based on these poems, just because they're so interesting and informative, and so concise in describing. Especially this poem, what it's like to live in ignorance of Four Noble Truths and how the Eightfold Path brought awakening and what that is like. It just describes it in such beautiful and simple terms. Let me read the poem. It's called Vimala, A Courtesan Unbound. It's from the Theragatha 5.2. Intoxicated by my beauty and fame, haughty with youth, I despised other women, adorning my body to fool foolish men at the brothel's door, like a hunter with a snare. I'm going to stop there, because look at what she's teaching in her understanding, and she's describing the results of her own ignorance that drove her to become so self-involved with her beauty and her reputation. And then using that, as she just stated here, to ensnare other people. This is such an important teaching on the nature of dukkha and the understanding that other people that are rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths contribute to the suffering of others. And here she's describing that. She used the views of herself, which the Buddha would describe as anatta, they don't accurately describe the self, but she's using those views of self to ensnare other people in her own ignorance. Look out at the world today, and you'll see exactly that's what's going on. And I'm not, a perfect example is the political climate here in the United States, but this is all over the world, that people rooted in ignorance draw other people into their own version of ignorance and continue to create suffering in the world. So what's the solution? Vimala will teach us all what the solution is today. Let me go back to that last line. At the brothel's door, like a hunter with a snare, I showed off my ornaments and revealed my private parts. I enchanted, laughing at the crowd. And how often do we see people, and perhaps we've done this ourselves, that are so taken by our own arrogance, our own self-referential views, that once with the occasion that they produce for us makes us laugh like we're victorious over something, when all that we're doing is contributing to the suffering of ourselves and others, rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths. Now she describes herself after meeting with the Buddha and developing his Dhamma. And let me just point out one other thing here. You can hear the stress and the confusion and the suffering in her words up until now. And now she's developed the Eightfold Path. Remember that these are poems of awakened monks and nuns, and in this case an awakened nun. Today, wrapped in two robes, my head shaven, returned from my alms round, I sit at the root of a tree and gain the non-distracted state, meaning that she's gained samadhi. Clinging to all impermanent phenomena has been abandoned. Desire, aversion, and deluded thinking has ended. The fires of passion have ceased, cooled. I am unbound. She went from that continually agitated state, that continually agitated others. Drawing out others' passions by her own passions rooted in ignorance. And now she's addressed the common result of human beings rooted in ignorance of the three defilements of greed, aversion, and deluded thinking. She has freed herself from all wrong views and developed profound right view, her own understanding of suffering. Now, this is how the Buddha described an awakened state from the point of view of right view. Is this view, this person, this mind, now understands at a profound level the nature of suffering, and they have abandoned all craving and clinging rooted in that initial ignorance. And so the fires of passion, as the Buddha taught in his second discourse, the fire discourse, and describing nibbana. Nibbana, the proper translation of nibbana or nirvana, is to extinguish, meaning that you have cooled the flames of passion by awakening, by gaining true understanding of the way things truly are, meaning you are no longer ignorant of Four Noble Truths. This is precisely the Buddha's Dhamma, as reflected here, as recounted here. And it's developed simply and directly, without any adornment or embellishment. You know, you could even use her words of the words adornment as a metaphor for how many people have adorned and accommodated and embellished, and often, most often, completely dismissed the Buddha's Eightfold Path, which is rooted in the same ignorance that contributed to Vimala's suffering and the suffering of others. When she developed the Eightfold Path as the Buddha taught his heart would of the Dhamma, she awakened and the fires of passion have cooled. She is now unbound. Another aspect of these teachings, these personal accounts of awakening, tells us that no matter who and what we are, no matter how we find ourselves in this present moment, the Buddha taught a Dhamma for any human being who was interested, who would take to his Dhamma wholeheartedly. The word he would use is ehipasika. Come and see for yourself the efficacy of what he taught. And if it is integrated into our lives without any adaptation or accommodation or embellishment, if we simply take to the Dhamma as an awakened human taught his Dhamma, we will awaken. And how do we know that? Because there's countless stories of people that have done this. There's nothing that we take on faith. There's a word, a Pali word, sada, which is often translated into faith. There's an article on a website about this called Sada, A Question of Faith, I think that is. And you can search that at the bottom of the, on the bottom of every page on becoming-buddha.com is a search box. A more accurate translation of sada is conviction. And we gain conviction rather than taking things on blind faith because we understand, one, that an awakened human being, the Buddha, Siddhartha Gautama, actually did this. He awakened and he taught others. And there's countless stories. The Theragatha and the Theragatha are a good repository for that, but there's many others in the Sutta Pitaka that have described this awakening in such simple and direct terms that we can understand it. We can feel what Vimala's life was like prior to her encountering the Buddha's Dhamma and now post-encountering the Buddha's Dhamma and developing it fully to an awakened state. In clear and simple terms, we become unbound. We cool the fires of our own passion by simply developing the Eightfold Path as it was intended. Now, it's very difficult today to find that. It's one of the reasons why I teach how I teach and I present my website as I present it, free of any adornment, free of any embellishment, free of anything that I don't know, that I can't confirm through the Sutta Pitaka that the Buddha actually taught. If he doesn't teach it, I don't teach it. there, and I'm not holding myself up as anything special, but there's very, very few Buddhist practices today that simply focus on the Sutta Pitaka, which is the only written account that preserves the teachings of the Buddha. So that's today's talk. I think I'll leave it at that. If you find benefit from today's talk, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. Thank you all. Peace.